For almost 20 years, the LEGO Group have been using the same type of color material for our LEGO bricks. It is working, and production is running. But what if we could change the setup for the better, reducing not only the overall complexity of the molding setup, but also cut down on material costs and color variance, significantly? Today, we're mixing the virgin resin and re-grinded resin together with a master batch color resin. The mixing process is complex, and it often leads to quality issues, such as color variances of our LEGO bricks, and ultimately lower customer satisfaction. We want to change that. Let us introduce you to liquid coloring, a simpler, cheaper, and more agile setup that is easier to handle and a more sustainable way of coloring our LEGO bricks. The list of benefits is long. It requires a simpler equipment setup, reducing the mechanical footprint in our molding halls. The changeover time for cleaning and maintenance is reduced and simplified. It enables us to create new color nuances, potentially pathing the way for new creative elements. With Queen Bee architecture, we can digitize the coloring process with digital color codes, enabling much more precise dosing and higher levels of resilience as we can finally start taking ownership of our colors. Also, as liquid colors are significantly more lasting compared to master batch, we can color more LEGO bricks for a less amount of material, thus cutting costs, enabling higher quality and less need for warehouse space. And to talk numbers, we estimate a financial benefit of 85 to 180 million Danish kroner year over year. To sum up, with liquid coloring, we're looking into new levels of productivity, higher quality, and ultimately more sustainable ways of bringing learning through play to more children around the world. Let's build a more colorful future.